Okay, welcome back to hour number two right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And as always, as we kick off hour number two, we want to remind you, hey, we make it so easy. You can listen to the show on the go. Just download that Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. And kicking off hour number two is my man, Andy Pondillo, with our weekly MLB news and notes. Good evening, Andy. Nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
It is good to be here. The season's almost wrapped up now.
Yes, we are in the final stretch. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about just kind of how the wheels are falling off the wagon as far as with our Houston Astros. But I want to carve out some time and celebrate the life and legacy of Yogi Berra.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his history. He did about everything. He was a Hall of Fame baseball player, fought in the war, managed, coached, went through a couple organizations. But most people are always going to remember him as that catcher for the Yankees A guy that was a clubhouse leader. Yeah, there are certain guys on every team that you see. You can look at the numbers, they bat 280, they bat 260. I mean, that's fine, but when you have a catcher is the soul of a winning team, and when you have one of those guys, you lock them up and you don't let them go. Yogi Berra was that type of guy for the New York Yankees back in the day.
You mentioned the Yankees and also led the Mets to the World Series, but obviously was a very big part of the Yankees' 10 championship teams. Let's talk about the American League, the playoffs. The Blue Jays, hey, they are lighting things up. I mean, they're coming in hot, right?
Yeah, they're coming in hot, and we always look for teams to be hot when they go into postseason play. I tend to say beware of that. You would love your team to be hot. I mean, that's what you want. You want to go into October winning games, playing your best baseball, and continuing that once you get into postseason play. But I'll also say it is a completely new season. When I get to postseason play, I wipe the slate clean, Look at the teams for what they are, and see what they can do. I still like the Blue Jays. They have exceeded my expectations this year with the moves they've made. They've been pivotal. Getting a healthy Troy Tulowitzki could be key for them. They're still going to have to battle through a short rotation, in my opinion. David Price is awesome. You run him out multiple times in a series. You love that. Has he been a great playoff contributor? We still have yet to see him really be that guy in postseason play, and I feel like he has to be in a thin rotation for the Blue Jays.
What were your expectations on the Blue Jays coming into the season? Because they have been one of these surprise teams, have they not?
I felt like they could compete for a wild card this year. I didn't know if they were going to be this good, and they definitely have been one of the biggest surprise teams. It all goes to making that move for David Price. When they got Tulowitzki, That was cool. I mean, I was like, wow, their offense, they're going to score more runs than anybody. But who's going to pitch for this team? R.A. Dickey, Mark Burley, who's leading this team in the postseason play? When they made that move for David Price, they gave up a big price from their farm system to get him. But that really solidified this team as a legitimate contender. If that continues in the next year, I'm not sure, because they're going to have to figure out what they're doing with that rotation again, as he might leave for free agency. But right now, having what you could say is the number 2-3 pitcher in all of baseball year in and year out, that really changes the dynamic for the Blue Jays. And also in a division where there really isn't a lot of deep pitching in the AL East. Outside of the Rays, you don't exactly look at these teams and see a lot of pitching. So I feel like the Blue Jays, what they've done is they play to their strengths, their offense. They've added that big arm, and they've been able to mash people to death in that American League East. How does that work against other teams? That's going to remain to be seen.
But where do you see the Yankees at this point as we get ready to wrap up the month of September?
As long as they don't hit the wall here, they should be at least getting a wild card. And this thing isn't wrapped up. I mean, the Yankees can still catch the Blue Jays, though unlikely. I will always say that I have seen teams blow five games with a week left to play. So a lot could still happen in this last week of baseball. More than likely, the Yankees are going to get the first wild card position, and they'll host a home game in a one-game playoff. And really, for the Yankees, that's a good position to be in compared to where you thought they might be prior to this season. It looked like this team could be awful, and it really doesn't look like the type of team in New York that can have sustained success. It's a very interesting American League East this year, because I'm not sold that the Blue Jays or the Yankees come back next year and will be as good. They're going to have to make additions on both teams to sustain what they've done this year. So I look for both of these teams to really just try to go for it as much as they can in 2015.
Okay, so let's head up north. Let's talk about the Kansas City Royals. Are they going to do what they did last year?
They look better than they did last year as far as a complete team, a complete offense. And Really, last year, they were kind of a gimmicky offense until they got to the postseason. A lot of times, Ned Yost's team didn't believe in themselves until they won that wild card game, until they came back. And you saw that belief, that magic that they rode in the postseason play. And is the reason why any team that gets into postseason play, it doesn't matter what you think of them, it doesn't matter what their numbers were in regular season, they can turn it up. They can find that magic. The Royals proved that last year. So now a different story. They come in as more of a favorite this season. The rotation depth, I still believe, is a little lacking. But I do give them a break in the fact that when you look at their bullpen, it's like running closer after closer after closer out. If they get a lead, if they're able to scratch small ball, play good defense, maybe hit one out of the park, and they get a three-run lead on you, it's almost done when you face the Royals because of how they can shut the door with that bullpen. They're a dangerous team in a division series. They don't do it the way that we are used to seeing a team be built in the 90s and the 2000s with that starting pitching that can get you through the division series. Yet they showed last year, and they surprised me, including a lot of people, how they can win through their bullpen and also with defense. So this team's going to be tough. A lot of people, I think, are favoring the Blue Jays. But if I were betting money, which I wouldn't do, but if I were, I would probably go to Royals in the American League.
Well, the Royals, very tough and solid defensively, offensively. But what about the Rangers? They certainly, they're not letting up at all, are they?
No, they've surged, and you have to give them a lot of credit for what they've done. They've done a lot with maybe not a little, but not a lot of hope, really. They start the year at 8-16. They've had a lot of injuries. Yu Darvish out. They go and get Cole Hamels. They looked like a team that really, it was just going to be a bit of a lost year, and you're trying to shape things up for next year. Somehow they get back into this race, mainly because they've just pounded the Astros that allowed them back into it. Now they lead the American League West. Now their destiny is in their own hands to get into the playoffs. This is an interesting team because if I just look at it on paper, I'm going to tell you they're not going to get far in the playoffs. But at the same time, they've gotten so far with what they've had this year, and they've been outscored by their opponents. The analytics don't match up, and maybe sometimes baseball is just baseball, and you have to let the game be played on the field, and they're finding ways to win. They've shaped up the bullpen. They've got a big game pitcher in Hamels who'll be able to go in those important division series games if they make it. So right now it looks good for the Rangers. I wouldn't favor them in a matchup versus the Blue Jays or Royals, but I also wouldn't discount them as a team that could make a run.
Okay, so we hit on the Texas Rangers, the Blue Jays, the Royals. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. And when we come back, what in the world is going on with the Houston Astros? Our man, Andy Pondillo, is going to fill us in right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, we'd love to hear from you at Twitter. Join us at E Radio Sports. We will be right back with much more Andy Pondillo.